The CPP says the creation of more districts will not have any positive impact on national development until the country decides to elect metropolitan, municipal and district executives. The party says does not also buy the idea that the NDC is creating more districts in order to brighten its chances in election 2012. The director of communications of CPP, William Dowopo, told Radio Ghana that the CPP is interested in selling its policies to the electorates to ensure that the party wins next year's election.
It's of no consequence in terms of development, no matter how many districts you create, if you do not fill in that democratic deficit. You say we are running a democracy. Let the people in the district determine who governs them. Yes, we'll elect our MP. Yes, we'll elect our president. But let us have a say in who becomes the one who manages the district. So that when the roads are not fixed, we are not in a dilemma. We don't blame government. We go and look for the district executive or the governor to tell him that, look, you came and said we should vote for you to manage our district. Our road is in shambles. Our children are having chest infections. The elderly are breathing in dust and they are falling sick. What are you doing about it? Where we are coming from?
I do appreciate that, but then until we get to the point where DCs or MCs are elected, this is what we have in place. So, how ready is the CPP for new constituencies?
What we have done since 2008 is to reach out to the people of Ghana, whether constituencies are increased or decreased. We have reworked our party structures. We have structures at the polling stations, the electoral areas, and the constituents. And we have pursued that aggressively. We've also engaged the people with how CPP will do it, our alternative policy visions. And we think that we've done sufficient work as of today that if we sustain come 2012 elections, whether these districts are multiplied or constituencies are doubled, we would still be a very successful party. We hope that all that we've been doing will translate into votes and will get the opportunity to govern this country again.
The MPP has raised red flags over this issue. They claim it's going to be a sort of advantage for the NDC. But then, do you share the same view?
My view on their concern is just a conclusion that NDC, NPP, the failure and the value remain the same. That during the NPP era, when they said for good reasons they were creating new districts, NDC, led by Professor Kwamina Ahoy, punched holes in the arguments that the NPP put up justifying the creation of new districts. Today, we are hearing similar arguments from the NPP in opposition. If the NDC administration is able to convince us that even though the Statistical Service has only given us provisional results in the 2010 census, if they are able to convince us that they have been able to do a watertight projection that meets the requirements in terms of number of people living in the catchment area and are able to prove to us that there is sufficient economic activity going on in those areas to justify the creation of new districts, so be it.
Director of Communications, CPP, William Dowopo.